Dear Tucson.
Dear Tucson.
Dear Tucson.
Dear Tucson.
It's been a year since a gunman opened fire outside a Tucson grocery store. 6 people were killed and 13 injured, including Representative Gabrielle Giffords. NPR's State of the Reunion asked people who were present that day at the shooting to write letters to Tucson, reflecting on their city and the year since the tragedy.
Unlike most places, Tucson is green in the dead of winter.
The bright, beautiful, crisp Saturday morning that was January 8, 2011.
Shots broke the morning calm.
I was shot while holding my 9-year-old friend's hand. She is dead, and I am here. Christina Taylor and I were waiting to shake our congresswoman's hand. We went from thrilled to damaged in an instant.
We lost dear friends, a talented child, a caring judge, and my beloved colleague.
Tucson has become a much lonelier place for me.
When I pull into my garage, I face a large cardboard sign. It says Tucson, then a red heart, and then the scrawled word Pam. Tucson loves Pam.
I had thought that I would be anonymous. I was not. I was noticed, marveled at. I was hugged and prayed over and smiled at, and my hand was shaken, my shoulder touched, my knee patted. And it's still going on today.
In the year that followed, I, like you, have lived under a cloud of grief.
I love and will always remember Gabe, but he'll never return. I love this place, but that's not sufficient. A shadow lies across my home.
Remember them. Keep them close.
In the most difficult moments, you sent me a sunset, the smell of the desert after a rainstorm, mariachi music, and the peace of a Sabino Canyon walk. Tucson, you wrapped me in your arms during an inconceivable time.
I love you, Tucson, just as much as you love me.
These letters were written and read by Ron Barber, Susie Heilman, Patricia Maish, Pamela Simon, and Ross Zimmerman. This story was produced by Tina Antolini and Laura Starcheski of NPR's State of the Reunion. This is NPR News.